Those among you who are alert listeners will have already realized that this Covenant Weekly is arriving a day later than normal. I have a general commitment to getting this out at some point each Tuesday. Sometimes, though, choices are made to prioritize other things and it gets delayed. What should we do when we or others can't maintain expectations we have of ourselves or them? When we can't do things that we want to prioritize, or when we're facing limitations that prevent us from doing important things? Let's talk about that today on the Covenant Weekly Podcast, A Day Late and a Dollar Short. The expression, a day late and a dollar short, was first used in print in 1939 and has come to identify an opportunity that's been missed because of time constraints, financial restraints, or both. We all have limited resources, and so there will always be things we are a day late and a dollar short for. Accepting the reality that we will miss out on things is a challenge for many of us, though. In 2004, the expression FOMO was coined. It's an acronym for the fear of missing out, and it continues to be a genuine thing that drives people and our decision making. Complicating matters in our world is that we're often told that everything is important and everything demands our attention and energy. On top of that, we have the instant communication expectations that come with cell phones and texting and disappearing messages on Snapchat. You know, we don't want to disappoint people. We don't want to miss out on something important. We don't want to be the only ones left in the dark. We can't afford to be a day late or a dollar short. But we still have limited resources. No matter how hard we chase, no matter how much we read or scroll or study or listen, we won't know all the information. We won't be able to watch all the must-see shows and movies. We won't be able to invest in all of the urgent and important projects and needs. We won't be able to care deeply about every emerging crisis. We have limits, and we will miss out. A question we all need to ask ourselves is, what will I miss out on? Now, that can be a big question, and how we answer it will shape what we invest in, what we will be informed about, and what we will work to change long term. But more often than not, that question, what will I miss out on, is a weekly, a daily, or even an hourly question for us to consider. The truth is that I could have written and recorded this podcast by yesterday, but to do so would have required me to choose the podcast over family stuff on the weekend, over getting some much-needed rest when I had the opportunity, or over preparing for a board meeting that we had last night. I had time in which I could have done the podcast, but there were other things that were more important to me. It was a conscious choice I made. Often the choices we make about priorities are conscious, and often they are more subconscious or are strongly influenced by others, but they are choices nonetheless. I'm just naming a reality that no matter how much fear of missing out we have, no matter how hard we try, no matter how constantly we are on to try and take in, follow, or respond, we will always, at some point, find ourselves a day late and a dollar short for something. But as I reflected on this, I was reminded of a few Jesus stories. Do you remember that time when Jesus was summoned by Jairus, the important local synagogue leader, to come and heal his sick daughter? Jesus was on his way when he was interrupted by an unclean woman who had been bleeding for years. Jesus stopped and interacted with her. He healed her. As a result of that interruption and that stop, he was late to getting to Jairus' daughter, and she died. The messenger came from Jairus' house with the news saying that she had passed away and said, "There's no use troubling the teacher now." Jesus was, due to this interruption, a proverbial day late. But still, Jesus went to the house and ended up raising the girl back to life. Or do you remember that time when Jesus got word that Lazarus, his good friend, was deathly ill? He was a long way away from Lazarus' home in Bethany, but Jesus' first response was to stay where he was for 2 more days. By the time he arrived in Bethany, Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. The first thing Jesus heard from Lazarus' sisters, Mary and Martha, was, "If only you had been here." In other words, you're a day late, or 4 days late, for this one, Jesus. And yet, when Jesus did show up, after weeping with the mourners, he raised Lazarus from the dead. Do you remember that time the temple tax collector showed up and questioned Jesus' disciples about whether or not Jesus paid the temple tax? It seems Jesus was a dollar short that day, but he sent Peter out to catch a fish, and in its mouth he would find a coin to pay the temple tax on behalf of both Peter and Jesus. In each situation, those not named Jesus saw things as being a day late and a dollar short. And yet, it was when things were a day late and a dollar short that it opened the doors for something really special to happen that could only happen through Jesus. A couple of weeks ago on a Sunday, I talked about the fact that God works with us in the world. He doesn't want us abdicating responsibility for the world or for our life. We live our lives and engage the world in partnership with God, and he engages it in partnership with us. I'm convinced that this is God's modus operandi, and we need to take our role in this world seriously. But we also need to take our limits seriously. We collectively have a responsibility for all the things going on in the world, but I do not have capacity to take responsibility for all of it. You do not have the capacity to take responsibility for all of it. Decisions need to be made by individuals and by communities for what we can and will and should do, and what we can and will and should take responsibility for right now, today, this week, this year. And when it comes to some of those other things, our choices will leave us a day late and a dollar short. I will miss out, we will miss out, and some people will not like the fact that we miss out. But as I think about the Jesus stories, I take hope in the fact that my missing out, you know, a person seeing things as being a day late or a dollar short, it might be exactly what's needed for Jesus to show up and do something unexpected in a different way or different time than I could have ever imagined. I'm reminded of Paul's words to the church in Corinth. Paul talks about his limitations, his weaknesses, and says that he several times has heard from Jesus, "My grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness." Paul concludes, "When I am weak, then I am strong," because it's in his weakness that Christ's strength is able to shine through. My hope is this will come as an encouragement to you that limitations and embracing limitations and weaknesses, those aren't bad things. It's actually a necessary and human thing that we just often don't want to acknowledge. And I pray that those who today are struggling to choose where to give your time, attention, and energy, you know, those among us who are feeling the pressure, either internally or externally, to push past our limitations into places we know where we may harm ourselves and others, those who are struggling deeply with the pressure to pay attention to and respond to every important thing in the world, those of us who have been a day late and a dollar short on something that was important, I pray for each of us that we may find hope that Jesus will show up in our weakness. And I pray that we may see Jesus when he shows up in our weakness to do what we cannot. While I was thinking through this, I was reminded of a song that we sung a few times at Covenant. I invite you to close your eyes, take a deep breath, and listen while I sing it for you now. Plagued by your promises, words you have spoken, desires you have placed in me, faithfully you will complete. From the mountain to the valley, from the desert to the raging sea, in the silence or the city streets,
Oh, your presence always covers me. Storms and believe in your goodness, Lord. From the mountain to the valley, from the desert to the raging sea, in the silence or the city streets, oh, your presence always covers me. Such a journey walking with you now. When I don't know what steps to take, when I don't know what moves to make, this one thing I can't escape, your love. When I don't have the words to say, when I can't seem to find my way, this one thing I can't escape, your love. From the mountain to the valley, from the desert to the silence or the city streets, oh, your presence always covers me. Oh, your presence always covers me. Oh, your presence always covers me.
Over the coming weeks on Sunday mornings, we will be sitting in the story of Scripture that we often push past rather quickly, the days between Easter and Pentecost. Our goal is that we will get to the Pentecost story on Pentecost Sunday. This coming week, we will actually be considering Mark's telling of the announcement of Jesus' resurrection in Mark 16. So we're still with the resurrection. If you want to read ahead for extra credit, read through all of Mark 16 and consider the various endings to the book. In terms of church life, I just want to ask you to be praying for three ministry areas. First, pray for those serving meals at the Anglican Church Hall each month. They're going to be going back to serving in person, and that's going to create some new challenges for them. It would be a huge help if they had a couple more people that were willing to help with each of the breakfast and the lunch once per month. If you would like to find out more details about what that might entail, you can reach out to me at john@covenantchurch.ca. Second, please pray for the small team that's connected to the Water Street residents. They've built some great relationships with the residents of this adult care home, and two of those residents, brothers who live there, are going through some palliative health challenges. Pray for the Covenant folks as they support and show care and pray for those who are in the home during this challenging time. Finally, pray for our youth and youth leaders. We're getting close to 30 people for our youth group each week, and most of the kids are not from any type of church background, but they're learning about Jesus, they're getting excited, and they're inviting others to join them too. Recently, about 10 Bibles were given out to students who didn't have one but wanted to get one so that they could read and study. The group we have is both amazing and, like any group of youth that is that large, it's challenging at times. So pray for them as they finish the study that they're currently working through, and for the 20 senior high students and leaders who are going on a retreat on the May long weekend. With those requests for prayer, I pray that you will go out today excited to engage with God in working out His good and His righteousness in the world. And I pray that you will be aware of and accept your limitations and weaknesses with an open and eager heart to see what Jesus might accomplish when you do so. Lord God, may you surprise us by what you do when we are at the end of our rope and trust what is beyond it to you. Amen. God bless everyone. Go in peace.